Blog Talk Radio.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen.
You have to set time again, boys and girls. Turn off all your lights now. This is the show that can only be heard in the dark. It's Night Owls Radio. With your hostess, mysterious Miss X.
The show where every day is Halloween or Halloween, which is soon to be coming up. Welcome, welcome. Come on in again, gang. But wait a minute. We will not proceed until I see you out there. I see some of you out there through my magic internet radio connection live from New York, Friday night, Night Owls Radio. I see that. Well, blogtalkradio.com is live in New York anyway. I'm not. I see that your lights are still turned on. If you have a lamp, extinguish it immediately. Oh, turn it off. I'm choking my way through the cobwebs tonight. Oh. Turn off all your lights now or the show cannot go on. So are all your lights off? Are you sitting in the dark? Too cheap to have. A theme song. It is Night Owls Radio. I keep telling you every single week we will get a theme song back.
When we get a computer.
And not before. So a few seconds, really, literally a few minutes, really, before going on air tonight, I was watching the movie that I have recommended already to several of you. But in case you missed my recommendation, I am Miss X choking my way. Oh, scraping these long talons along the white marble coffin yet again to bring you another show. I was watching 1975 film Bug. Bug from 1975. What a creepy movie. This is one of those that you have to see several times. And believe me, I don't watch the whole thing. I'm so busy. Miss X is such a beautiful pink, white, social butterfly. But I literally had to rush to the old wooden shack to do the show tonight because I was out at this great theater event with a couple friends of mine. So, just a few friends of mine. So, one who was there, one who was not, and then a new friend of mine. So, I know you don't care about my social life. The cobwebs are right in the street here, aren't they? Ooh, right outside the theater. They're white. They're making me cough. I only catch the end of movies. So you have to catch the end, like maybe the last, half hour or hour of this movie called Bug from 1975. Those of you who haven't seen it, just see it because the noises in it, the music, if you want to call it that, is so creepy. The sounds that these bugs make. I don't even want to say the word bugs and what they do and how they do it and how they fly. It's just so creepy. That's the noise they make as they fly. So just, you know, get to YouTube, do whatever you have to do, but check out the movie Bug from 1975 and get back to me on what you think about it.
If you want to get back to me, there is still a page
on Facebook.
It is
Night Owls Radio is the name of the page. Night Owls Radio. How original, just like the show. Night Owls Radio with Miss X. So just go there and like it, and then you can, once you've liked the page, I like you too. All your little blue hands up there. Then you can comment and tell me what you think about Bug. Because really, that's the only way I'm going to be able to see your comments. So, baby dolls, because, once again, the show was scheduled incorrectly, and it should have been scheduled at 11:30 p.m. Eastern, it no longer is the milestone 100th year anniversary of the sun falling from the sky in Fatima. So just look up sun falling Fatima, the whirring sun that seemed to be falling from the sky, occurred Friday the 13th, October, which is no longer Friday the 13th either. October 13th, 1917, 100 years ago. Not going to get into that tonight too much. If those of you that do not know about the miracle at Fatima and the falling sun and how people were burned in much the way, apparently, said they sustained burns in much the way people do when they see UFOs, or when there's a UFO, all these paranormal supernatural occurrences, and this is what we piece together here, how these things all have certain things in common. That's what I discovered anyway after listening to years of paranormal stories, that they're related. We just have to figure out the mystery and solve the mystery of how they are related, because a lot of these supernatural events are related. They have similarities, okay?
You have to say.
They have similarity. Ooh, and I kind of smell something that smells like acrid smoke right now.
Ooh.
Hope that doesn't have to do with the subject matter. Goodness. To take a cough break there. Does anybody have a cough drop in the audience? No alcohol, just the regular red cough drop. So yes, 100 years ago today, the miracle of the sun, October 13th, 1917. But because the show was scheduled incorrectly at 12:30, it no longer is 100 years ago. Spinning, falling sun, there were supposedly burns and motors stopped running, much as they do during UFO sightings. Now, alive on the air, allergic reaction breakdown, coughing, sneezing. We don't have a mute button. Keep this one in the archives.
Poor Miss X.
Oh, time to blow my nose. The show will be over. By the time I stop coughing and blowing my nose. So, my birthday, October 10th.
10-10! Guess what I got? Pop Rocks for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
Talk about
retro.
Pop Rocks, and they're still around.
That's very supernatural.
Put them under your tongue,
and they make a noise like this. They're Pop Rocks.
Ooh, you put that on the air. Yeah. Great idea. Put those Pop Rocks in my mouth. Ooh, they're so sticky. They're really sticky. Ugh.
Don't leave Pop Rocks out. They get really sticky and then they don't make that noise anymore. Can you hear it?
Oh, I'm in the air. Can you hear it?
Hear it? It's the Pop Rocks. I'll put it up here so you can hear it. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That was my birthday present.
Yes.
Oh, you tuned in for underwater UFOs, didn't you? Well, too bad for you.
We're running on time with that. It's only a 15-minute
show. Let's hear the Pop Rocks again.
Ooh.
Turn your microphones up. There you go. Pop Rocks under my tongue. Yeah. Oh, I don't like that. It goes kind of almost like a sting. Stings your tongue. Underwater UFOs. When you pound the table, but the Pop Rocks around, they even make more of a noise. You don't even have to put them inside your mouth. Listen.
Oh.
Okay. If you hear that little, that's your pop rock. That's your pop rock, honey. The amount of energy in a paranormal activity or a paranormal events with UFOs that actually stops electricity or makes your motors go off and makes things explode shows you how much energy is involved. You know anything about chemistry or science? You can explain it better than I can. But I'm just figuring. Shag Harbor, underwater UFOs. Of course, we've heard of UFOs, but what about underwater UFOs? Strange or lights, or just those white lights that you see on the waves of the ocean that cannot be explained. Well, they were seen apparently in Shag Harbor, Nova Scotia, lights trailing behind the ship, and lights that were seen on the water by sailors throughout history. Or at least since the Puritan days. Yes. Oh, yes. One of the stories I came upon in tonight's research for underwater UFOs goes back all the way back to the Puritan days in America. Oh, remember, since I am broadcasting live, I do have to turn to the north, to the south, to the west, and to the east. Yeah, thank you. Because I broadcast all over and have listeners as far away as Australia. So sorry I had to cough throughout the whole show. White cobwebs. You're swimming in the ocean. You're out there. You're having fun. Maybe you're a Puritan. You're back in Puritan times and you see lights in the sky. Well, yes. 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 Lights were seen in the sky way back to Puritan times. They were recorded. So, lights in the sky, but oh, we're talking about the lights in the ocean. Just picture it now. Set the scene. Are your lights off? Are you still sitting in the dark? You better be. Because when you're out on the beautiful, beautiful ocean, it's only you and the waves at night. Oh, and I've been out there. Yes, I have been. I've been out at least looking at the waves that go into the ocean at night. The lakes. Very dark. That's the first thing you notice. The waves are very dark as they make that noise. So one, who was not in Nova Scotia but in France, apparently, was out on such a night. Just him and the waves. And he knows, because he's been a sailor for so long, sailors know what's on the horizon. They know the cities. They know the lights. So he sees these regular lights of something on the horizon, and then they disappear. So he figures probably, well, I'm out of view now of that event and that location, so I don't see anything on the horizon. Oh, this is so scary. I have to turn the lights back on. So he goes, he's going along on the waves, and those lights reappear on the horizon. And he claimed in this story that not only was anything going to try to find a UFO underwater, which we're going to have to cover in another week because we're running out of time as usual, but he saw the lights reappear, and he says that a creature was then found on a ship laughing. Yeah, looking at him and laughing. I'm scared. I don't know about you, but don't be scared, because I have my pink lettering, frosting, icing, happy birthday cake here. Yay! Look, another year on planet Earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next time, thanks so much for listening. And in the words of the immortal She-Beast, another birthday, I'll be back. I said, I'll be back, and until next time, take care!